What is love, and can it potentially throw our senses out of balance? New advances in medical technology mean even the mysteries of love are becoming less mystical and more mechanical. Functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, is a procedure that uses magnetic resonance imaging to measure the tiny metabolic changes that take place in an active part of the brain. fMRI brain scans allow physicians to determine which part of the brain is handling critical functions, such as thought, speech, movement, and sensation. Now some believe this includes love. Samir Zeki, professor of neuroaesthetics at University College London, has studied how our brain reacts to emotional stimulation. Zeki was surprised to discover that love uses less of the brain than he thought.
It is surprising because romantic love really is all engaging in the sense that it basically modifies our behaving, our way of behaving. We want to get dressed better, we want to look better, we are concerned about the person we love. So one would have thought that very large parts of the brain would be involved, but it turns out that there is a sort of basically four or five areas that are especially active when one's in love.
Zeki says love stimulates parts of the brain which suppress our critical faculties. He says romantic attachment activates regions in the brain's reward system. These coincide with areas rich in oxytocin and vasopressin receptors, which deactivate faculties associated with negative emotions, social judgment, and the assessment of other people's intentions and emotions. This, Zeki believes, explains the power of love to motivate and exhilarate. So far, Zeki has not found any evidence to distinguish the way men and women are wired for love.
At the level at which we are studying this, and you must remember that this is a very, very new kind of study, because before you could not study, love is a subjective state. How could you study? Now we've developed the technology to do that. And at the level at which we're talking, there seems to be no difference between male and female brains. The circuits that are active are very, very similar in both. However, I would be amazed if with final analysis one does not find differences. There are differences in the way that women love and the way that men love too. There's no doubt about that. We will find them in time.
But what we are Psychologist Dr. Linda Papadopoulos warns the scientific studies being done by Zeki might lead to some people feeling that things that belong to the soul have become too mundane. She says love is not all down to chemicals.
All of those things which kind of belong to the soul now seem to belong to the body. The truth is there's an interaction of both. Yes, those chemicals are involved in making you fall in love, but so is the way your father treated you. So is your beliefs about yourself and how much love you deserve. So are your beliefs about romanticism and what you consider attractive or unattractive. So it's not as if we're throwing away all the Valentine's cards and the flowers and saying, you spray on some pheromones and that's it, you're in love or are out of love, as the case may be. But what we are saying is there's a reason that you get that heartbeat. There's a reason that you get that feeling with some people.
But if our brain tricks us into thinking the person we love can do no wrong, the poets may well be right to claim that love is blind. What the scientists haven't quite worked out yet is exactly what makes us lose our senses when we fall in love in the first place.